I'm sure that if you were to ask the Athenians whether goodness is natural or acquired, they would laugh in your face. They would probably say, "Stranger, you have far too good an opinion of me. If I were inspired, I might answer your question. But I don't even know the meaning of goodness, much less whether or not it is acquired by teaching." Meno, I live in this impoverished land, and I am as poor as the rest of its citizens. I confess with shame that I know nothing about goodness. So if I don't know what it is, how can I know its qualities? If I knew nothing at all about Meno, how could I tell whether he was handsome, rich, and noble, or the opposite of these qualities? Do you think I could?
Of course not. But, Socrates, are you serious when you say you don't know the meaning of goodness? Do you want me to report that news when I go back home?
My dear Meno, you can tell them that, and you can also say that, in my opinion, I've never known of anyone else who did.
Didn't you meet Gorgias when he was here in Athens?
Yes, I did.
And don't you think that he knew?
I don't have a good memory, Meno, so I can't tell what I thought of him at the time. I suppose he did know, and that you know what he said. Remind me of how he put it. Or maybe you would rather tell me your own view. I suspect that you and he agree.
We do.
Well, he isn't here, so let's forget about him. Meno, please be so kind as to tell me what you think goodness is. I would be delighted to find that I am mistaken and that you and Gorgias really know the meaning of goodness.
Socrates, it's not difficult to answer that question. First, consider what's good in a man. A man is good when he knows how to manage the republic and do it in a way that would benefit his friends and harm his enemies, being careful not to suffer harm himself. It is also easy to describe a woman's goodness. A good woman brings order to her house, cares for its contents, and obeys her husband. What's good differs with age and every stage of life.